Good afternoon. A cold front will slowly move across the region late this afternoon into tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms could produce gusty winds, especially from the capital region north and west. Initially, some discrete convective cells will form near the southern Adirondacks in the early afternoon hours and expand south and east into the Lake George area, Mohawk Valley, and southern Vermont between 3 to 6 p.m. as a broken line or developing line ahead of the front that is going to be pushing through slightly later than that. The Storm Prediction Center has slightly expanded the slight risk to include the Mohawk Valley and Northern Capital Region. It also includes the Southern Adirondacks, Lake George, Saratoga Region, and Southern Vermont. The marginal risk includes the Northern Catskill, Schoharie Valley, Southern Capital Region, Northern and Central Taconics, and Berkshires. This does seem reasonable with the greatest threat to the northmost zones with damaging winds and perhaps an isolated tornado. Small hail is also going to be possible, and we could see some gusty winds in these spots as well. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hurricane Delta is forecast to weaken to a tropical storm, then a depression as it continues its track across the lower Mississippi Valley today. Heavy rain and scattered thunderstorms will lead to the potential for flash flooding across the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys and southern Appalachians as well as today. The rainfall totals will be between 1 and 3 inches are likely for much of that area. Delta will weaken to a post-tropical cyclone on Sunday as it crosses into the Tennessee Valley. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 102 degrees at Goldfield, Arizona, as well as Apache Junction in Arizona and Rio Grande Village in Texas. The low was 16 degrees at Peterson's, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 78. In Boston, breezy and mostly sunny with a high near 76. And in Buffalo, breezy with increasing clouds as highs reach near 71. There will be a chance for some showers later in the day. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 62, while the average low is 41. The record high of 89 was set back in 1939, while the record low of 25 was set back in 1980. Today's sunrise was at 7:03 a.m. The sun is set to set at 6:20 p.m. It's a total of 11 hours and 17 minutes of daylight today. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 49 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are going to see a slight chance for showers, then a big chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we get past 3 o'clock. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds, and highs will be near the mid-70s. It will be windy as well, with wind gusts as high as around 30 miles per hour, and for the night tonight, that chance for showers and thunderstorms very gradually comes to an end, but the concern for severe ones comes to an end right around 11 o'clock. Some of these storms could still produce gusty winds overnight, otherwise will stay mostly cloudy as overnight lows drop near the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach towards the mid to upper 70s. It will be windy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we'll see a slight chance for some showers and maybe even a thunderstorm overnight. Otherwise, we'll stay partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping into the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-70s. For the night tonight, we'll see the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, then turning mostly cloudy as overnight lows drop down near the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-70s. Windy as well, with gusts as high as around 30 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we'll see that chance for showers and thunderstorms, and some of these storms could still produce gusty winds, otherwise mostly cloudy with overnight lows near the mid-40s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we will be mostly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-70s. It will be breezy with wind gusts as high as 36 miles per hour. For the afternoon and into the evening, we will see the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, and that will stick around into the start of the overnight hours. Some storms could produce some gusty winds. Otherwise, we turn mostly cloudy tonight with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we turn mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.